This is debt and credit expert Jen Lee with Debt Therapy. We are here to talk about all things financial that the world forgot to teach us.
Hello, everyone. This is Jen Lee. Thanks for listening. And today we are talking about one of my very favorite topics in the whole world. I'm saying that slightly sarcastically, but I'm talking about student loans. And student loans are one of those love them, hate them type things because they are so hard to deal with once you graduate. And I'm also seeing a lot of parents taking on student loans that I'm going to talk about a little bit later in the episode because that's causing a lot of problems for retirement, believe it or not. So why do I talk about student loans so often? Right now, and this is, we're looking October of 2019, there are about $1.6 trillion in outstanding student loans. That's a huge number. Most people can't even imagine or picture how big that number really is. The scary part is that depending on what statistics you look at, there are about 20 to 28% of them that are in default. And it ranges pretty drastically of the types of loans that are in default, but a lot of them are older, in their 50s and 60s. Not that I'm saying those people are old, but they're not the people that you thought would be taking on student loans, you know, in their teens, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, or grad school. So a lot of the loans that are in default are what are called Parent Plus loans. And so the reason I decided to start talking about student loans so much is because I see so many families that are just under this huge pressing amount of student loans for their kids and for themselves. And it becomes really stressful, and it becomes one of the things holding them back from retiring. It holds the younger generation back from having kids and being able to buy a house. So let's talk about student loans and why I don't recommend taking them on if you can get away with it, and never take them on for someone else. So I know that's a very drastic approach to things, but I highly recommend you talk to your kids that are going off to college to find out what their plan is for their student loans. I often do meetings with people who are going to take on mostly graduate school loans. Usually when they're 18, they've got school counselors and things like that they're talking about. But basically looking at what does the repayment look like for student loans? Because a lot of people sign student loans and they take them out thinking, oh, great, I'm taking out $20,000 of student loans, no problem. I'm going to get a great job after I graduate and this will be no problem to pay back. But they don't exactly understand what that monthly payment looks like. And so sometimes the education is just figuring out, okay, I take on $20,000 of student loans. My monthly payment's going to be X dollars a month. It could be $100, $200. It depends on the plan that you pick. So that's one part of looking at student loans is, are you going to be able to repay back what you take out? If you're going to go on for a graduate degree or law school, for example, or medical school, and you're taking out huge amounts of student loans, do you understand what that repayment looks like? If you have to pay $2,500 a month towards student loans, what does that do for your ability to get a mortgage? What does that do for your ability to buy a car? What's your debt to income ratio look like? So one thing I would like to stress is just forward-looking. What does this look like when I'm done? Not just signing on the dotted line because that's the only way you think you can go to school. There are a lot of options out there for not taking out student loans. I often recommend the community college to four-year college route because community colleges tend to be on the cheaper side. And some of the smartest strategies I know are to get as many credits as you can done for the lowest amount of money. Then for those going off to college, I often get the parents who come in and they want to talk about taking on what are called Parent Plus loans. These are not co-signed loans. These are loans the parent takes out on behalf of their student. It could be their child. It could be a grandchild. It could be a friend, which should never happen, but it happens. And so these loans are never, ever in the student's name. They are in someone else's name that you're taking on the responsibility forever for that student loan. So those student loans to me are very problematic. I have seen people come in with 70, 80, 90, 100,000 above that of student loans, and they're in their 50s, early 60s, trying to retire. And they can't because these student loans are weighing down on them. So my advice, not legal advice, just general advice in life, is do not take on a student loan for anyone else. Just don't do it. It becomes extremely heartbreaking when we have blended families where someone will take on a student loan for a step child or a niece or nephew or something like that, and then the family breaks up. And you're still on the hook for those student loans, and they're really hard to convince someone to refinance a loan out of your name. So I see more seniors with Parent PLUS loan issues than anything else. If they are federal loans, which all Parent PLUS loans are, you can have your Social Security garnished up to 15%. And that's a lot of money when you're trying to, you know, live on Social Security. So my soapbox with student loans is don't take on student loans for someone else. Don't take them on for your kids. And I know that's a pretty drastic and a little bit controversial. I may get some comments about I need my kid to go to whatever school. There are a lot of really good college planners out there who help with finding the right school, the right program, and the right funding so that you don't have to take on those student loans. The other side of student loans, and this again gets to be a little controversial, but it's kind of the name of my game, is the reason why cost of education is so high is because all of this money is being thrown at it. Because there are people out there, they want the best for their kids, and they're willing to sign these student loans for $100,000, $200,000 to have their kids go to whatever school they want, thinking that's going to get them ahead in life. And as long as there are people willing to sign those loans, education is going to keep going up. It's supply and demand. And it basically is creating this huge juggernaut of funds that are never going to be able to be repaid. And so if nothing else, not signing student loans at least would bring the cost of education down. Now I know there are a lot of, this is 2019, we're heading into an election year. I know I don't do politics, but then there's all kinds of people out there talking about the student loan issue and what they'll do if they're elected. And one thing that we can all do is not take on ridiculous student loans that we can't pay back. So we always have the best of intentions when we take on debt, I'm sure. I never met someone who took on debt that, you know, took it on because they couldn't pay back. But just keep in mind that if you take on a loan that's a $2,500 a month payment, what does that look like for your financial future? So for student loans, my top recommendations are work study, work through school if you can. And a lot of people they think you should focus only on school. I'm a little bit more on the balance type where you can work, you can go to school, live at home if that's cheaper for you. It depends on where you live in the country. Sometimes living at home is the only option. I do have parents who come in now who have 30-year-olds living at home because they can't afford to pay their student loans and pay rent. And so some things to think about are, what does your payment look like after school? What does your life look like after you graduate with debt? And are there other options? Can you do a community college? Do you need to go to college? I know that's controversial too, but do you really need to go to college or does your child need to go to college for whatever they want to do? There's a severe lack out there of trades these days. I have friends who own HVAC companies and air conditioning companies and body shops where they can't get employees because no one's trained in just a general trade anymore. And so I would also recommend or encourage parents to look at what their kids' strengths are and do they really need college? I know that's controversial. I know I'm going to get hate comments for telling because they shouldn't go to college. I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, so I'm not quite there yet, but I probably will recommend they not go to college if it's not something that's going to get them ahead. I don't think everyone needs a college degree. So again, on my controversial topic of student loans and not going to college, just keep that in mind when you're looking at your strengths and what you want in your life as far as debt therapy goes, because it's really hard when you take on student loans. You can't get rid of them very easily in bankruptcy. There are extenuating circumstances where you can, and there are options for repayment for federal loans. And I'm going to talk about those in a second, because that's the second part of this discussion is if you already have the student loans, you're like, great, thanks, Jen. I'm so glad you told me not to take on student loans, but I already have them. And so what do I do about those? So we can move into that. So let's say that you took on student loans, you're happy with your degree, you're having a few problems repaying, but your things are going along. So what can you do? What I find most for the federal student loans, which are the government-backed student loans, is that most people don't understand the different repayment options. And there are a lot of them out there. I think at one point there were, you know, 50 or 55 different options, that they're kind of limited down to, I think, 6 really good ones right now. But your best bet is to find out what your repayment options are for income-based repayment. So there are all kinds of repayment for based on what your income is and what your disposable monthly income is and how to calculate that out. The education loans website has a really good calculator on there that'll tell you what your payment plan looks like under different options. Now keep in mind, if you do one of those income-based repayment options, and you are not paying even enough for the interest on your loans, that your balance is going to keep going up. So that can be a little disheartening. And we're talking about the psychology of debt and that kind of thing. To watch your student loan balance continually go up can be a little disheartening, I guess, is depressing. So keep that in mind when you're making a repayment plan. Now, if you're in public service, government, nonprofit, and you qualify for the public service loan forgiveness, I highly recommend that you look into that, because that is 10 years of income-based repayments under a couple different programs. And at the end of the 10 years, the debt's forgiven. In that plan, you don't pay taxes on the forgiven debt. So that's one thing you need to look at. Whatever plan you choose, make sure you get advice on whether whatever is forgiven is taxable to you. And you need to talk to bankruptcy, tax, or student loan attorney to figure that out. And so if you are not in public service, if you work for a for-profit company or you work for yourself and you do income-based repayment, the plans are generally 20 to 25 years. And at the end of those 20 to 25 years of payments, you get the balances forgiven, which sometimes can be pretty high because you're not paying back even the interest. Now remember, on all of these income-based repayment plans, you have to certify every year what your income is. You can submit tax returns, submit pay stubs, whatever proof you have of this, and they recalculate your payment every year. The idea behind it is that in your lower earning years that you're on income-based repayment, your income eventually starts going up, and so you're paying back all of the debt over 20 to 25 years. What I'm actually seeing is that because the balance goes up so high that people can never pay back the amounts even when their income goes up significantly. Other options for student loans, as far as income-based and federal, you can refinance student loans. I just read a really good guide on refinancing student loans on consumersadvocate.org. And just be careful with refinancing, again, that you get good advice on whether refinancing takes away any of your rights. For example, if you refinance a federal loan to a private loan, you lose a lot of the forbearance and income-based repayment options. However, refinancing can sometimes save you a lot of interest. So you have to weigh pros and cons and look at your individual situation. And everything I say is pretty generic and general. I'm trying to make sure that people are thinking about the right things when it comes to student loans, but you also have to get advice from someone who's either in your jurisdiction or deals with student loans to make sure that it fits for your situation. So when it comes to student loans and repay back, I do talk to a lot of people who think they have no options. So I would like to end that misconception out there, there are options. Sometimes they're not what you wish they were, like just wiping them all out. But there are options out there. So please don't ignore your student loans and let them go into default when there are options out there. For Parent Plus loans, if we go back to those for 1 second, there are fewer options for Parent Plus loans, but there still are some options out there. So find out what those are. But again, if you already have them, deal with them. If you do not have them, do not ever get them. Just say no to Parent Plus loans. So if you have questions on student loans, feel free to email me, jen@mydebttherapy.com. And I'm happy to do more episodes about student loans because this was a lot to fit into this one episode. But student loans are one of those topics these days that it comes up over and over and over again because there are so many out there, so many in default, and so many parents trying to figure out what they can do with these Parent Plus student loans. So thanks for listening. This is Jen Lee with My Debt Therapy.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. For more information, visit us at mydebttherapy.com or on our Facebook page, Debt Therapy. We would love to connect and help out on your financial journey.